السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأتقياء وأصحابه الأصفياء. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء، وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما، إنما ورثوا العلم، فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. My dear brothers and elders, honorable ulama, I begin in the name of Allah and thank Him and praise Him and glorify Him and seek His forgiveness and ask Him to send His infinite mercy upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to enlighten our hearts with His love and love for His beloved Prophet, and to guide us all to the right path so that we can all live like Muslims, die like Muslims, and rise like Muslims on the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers, we are living in very strange times, very difficult times, times of fitan and fasad. The beloved Prophet of Allah prophesied the coming of such times 1400 years ago. You are very fortunate that you are living within the boundaries and four walls of a very noble and blessed institution, where you have very good environment in the company of very pious and learned scholars. May Allah bless them all and may Allah bless you all. May Allah enable you to make the most of this opportunity. Every moment that you spend here is very blessed. But that's not the case for the wider world outside. The wider world is in severe darkness and severe deception. At times of fitan and fasad, we are fast approaching already, according to many a people, times of fitan, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ar-rajulu yabiu dinahu bi'aradin min ad-dunya," when people will sell their iman for a meager worldly gain, for a little worldly pleasure. يُصْبِحُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِهُ كَافِرًا. People will be Muslim in the morning, kafir by the evening. It's not easy to live like a Muslim. And even more easy and even more difficult to die like a Muslim. And this is our ultimate aim in life. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Fear Allah, as Allah ought to be feared. And let it not be that when you die but as real and true Muslims. And this was the nightmare of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and even very noble and special people like Yaqub alayhi salam. Am kuntum shuhada idh hadara Yaqub al-maut idh qala li banihi ma ta'buduna min ba'di qalu na'budu ilahaka wa ilaha abaika Ibrahim wa Ismaila wa Ishaqa ilahun wahida. When Yaqub alayhi salam was about to die, he summoned his children and said to them, "Who will you worship after me?" وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Oh, my children, Allah has chosen for you His deen. Let it not be that you die but as Muslims. It's not easy to live and die like a Muslim. Blessed are the souls who live like Muslims and then die like Muslims. Allah has mentioned many stories in the Quran. And the story Allah refers to as the best of the stories, Ahsan al-Qasas. Story of a wonderful man, himself a prophet, his father's a prophet, his grandfather's a prophet, and his great-grandfather is Ibrahim Khalilullah, alayhi salatu wa taslim. And when the whole saga unfolds, taken as a boy from a well in Canaan, taken and sold in Egypt, bought by the Aziz of Misr, and then sent to prison, and then the king sees a dream, and everything unfolds, his family comes and settles in Egypt. And then Yusuf alayhi salam making a dua, "Ya Allah, Rabbi tawaffani muslima, wa alhiqni bi salihin." Ya Allah, when I die, let me die like a Muslim. Allah has mentioned duas of Muslims. Rabbana, إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيٍ يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Ya Allah, when you take us away as Muslims. It's not easy. Nobody ever said it was going to be easy. It's not easy now. It was never easy to be Muslims and never will be easy. Times are very tough as it is, and they are not getting any easier. They are getting tougher by the day. لا يأتي عليكم عام ولا يوم إلا والذي بعده شر منه حتى تلقوا ربكم. Each day, each year won't become any easier, will become more and more difficult until you return to your Lord. Very difficult times ahead, but don't need to be disappointed and no need to despair. They say when the going gets tough, then the tough get going. Don't need to despair. Allah is by your side. When the times will become even more difficult, people who are sincere, people of Iman, people loyal, truthful, sincere to Allah, Allah will save and protect their Imans even then. There has been no bigger fitna, and there will be no bigger fitna than the fitna of Dajjal. But those who are sincere, true with Allah, man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah, whoever sorts his relationship out with Allah, fa aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi, Allah will take care of all his affairs between him and his creation. It was never easy to be Muslims. It is not easy now and will never be easy. Allah says, حَسِبَ النَّاسُ وَنْ يُتْرَكُ وَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do the people think they can claim to be mu'mins and you'll just be let off? You know, in Urdu we say like, Jannat, you think, is your khalaji's ghar? Is your auntie's house? You can just walk in? It's not. It's tough life. But then life is all about toughness. Allah sent us here to test us. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah wants to distinguish who are truthful and who are merely claimants and liars. But then those who are sincere, Allah will bless them. And you here in the path of Allah, seeking knowledge, you are aiming to become successors, heirs, inheritors of the legacy of the prophets. Allahu Akbar. You can become a Hafiz. You can become a Mawlana. You can become a Mufti. You can become a Shaykhul Hadith. You can become Allama. You can become whatever. Nobody can become a Prophet. But the next best thing is what the Prophets brought. What did they bring? They brought guidance, hidayat, knowledge from Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the knowledge Allah has given him. Allah has gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the best of everything. Most iman, most taqwa, most sabr, most goodness, best of akhlaq, best of everything. Allah doesn't say, oh my beloved Prophet, ask me to give you better akhlaq, more better. Ask me to give you more tawfiq to do ibadat. Allah doesn't say, ask me to give you more taqwa. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي قُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي إِلْمًا. Oh my beloved Prophet, ask me to give you more knowledge. Real knowledge, which will lead you to the recognition of Allah. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Knowledge will lead you to very lofty ranks in the eyes of Allah, to become among the best. What other people think doesn't matter what other people think. Most people are blind, they can't see. فَإِنَّهُ لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. When these hearts become blind, people can't understand anything anyway. The best thing special in the eyes of Allah. Other people might aspire to other things, but to aspire to the knowledge which Allah gave His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such an honor, such a great thing. To try and understand what Allah wants from you. To understand deen properly. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Well, and Allah wants to bless people. When Allah intends goodness, Allah doesn't, somebody might want to favor you, mashallah, buy you, you know, get you into a nice job, buy you a nice house, nice car, nice other things. All these are nice things. But when Allah wants to give you something nice, Allah gives you understanding of deen. It's a responsibility. Learning knowledge of deen is not a hobby. It's not just for a career. It's a commitment. It's a devotion. It's loyalty. It has its demand, requirements, it's a responsibility. كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. All of you are responsible and shall be questioned regarding the responsibility Allah has bestowed upon people. We are living in times of fitan and fasad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied many things about end of times. About end of times. One of the things which people face now is the division, the differences in the people and in the ummah. يَأْتِي عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي كَمَا أَتَىٰ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. This ummah will follow in the footsteps of Bani Israel. حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. Like you put a shoe like this. Is that exactly the same? Or different? What do you think? Same or different? Identical. Absolutely same. The Prophet said so much so. حَتَّى إِنْ كَانَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَتَىٰ أُمَّهُ عَلَىٰ نِيَةً. To the extent if there was a man who humiliated, shamed, disgraced himself openly with his mother, لَكَانَ فِي أُمَّتِي مَنْ يَصْنَعُ ذَلِكَ. There will be such a shameful, disgraceful man even in these times. They were divided into 72. This ummah will go one step ahead, further, 73. كُلُّهُمْ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا مِلَّةً وَاحِدًا. قَالُوا وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالَ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَا. قَالَ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي. Those who are on my footsteps, the footsteps of my companions. And this is the standard by which to judge yourself. Are you on the right path? Many sects out there. Many people are confused. Many people don't know which way to turn. They blame ulama. But ulama didn't start this. How many firqas have you started? How many firqas were started in this madrasa? And these differences have already existed. The oldest rift in this ummah is the Sunni Shia rift. We didn't start it. How many of you started Salafism here? Qadianiyat. We didn't start it. Other people started it. What we want brothers to know, like yourselves, because you are the future of the ummah. Tomorrow, this year, next year, the year after, many of you will be leaving from here and going out into the practical world out there. It's a vast world. Inna ardi wasi'atun. Allah says, my earth is vast. So many people, billions out there. Endless number of people out there. And we didn't start anything. Unfortunately, we've inherited everything. We didn't ask Mirza Qadiani to declare himself a Nabi. Or others, or various different sects. They are already there. What you need to understand is what the differences are out there. So that you can save yourselves, help the ummah. You are the guardian custodians of the future of the ummah. And one of your responsibilities, you can't shy away. Our akabireen didn't shy away. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmahullah. And we are all sitting here. I have no shame. I am not embarrassed. I am honored. I feel proud that Allah gave me the understanding and brought me in the lap of ulama-i Deoband. They are the custodian successors of Haqq. Our ulama akabir were the ulama of Ahlu Sunnah. Our akabir ulama, they were ulama of Haqq. They stood up for the truth. They carried the truth. They spread the truth. There was a danger Islam will get wiped out. Almost half the Muslim ummah today is in these three countries. Pakistan, India, Bangladesh. Almost half the ummah. There's more Muslims in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh than the rest of the world put together. And when the British colonized India, their archbishop, you know what archbishop is? Like Mufti Azam. Mufti Azam of Christianity. Christianity has two main factions. Catholicism, Anglicans. The Catholics, their base is in the Vatican City in Rome. The Anglicans have their base in the UK, Canterbury. The Mufti Azam of Canterbury, Archbishop of Canterbury. When he went and visited India in 1824,
He said, declared openly, the British control India, its economy, its affairs, its government. So it's only right that Indians should take up Christianity. And he said, we want to create a nation of Indians who will look like Indians, but think like and live like Christians. But little did they know, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They had a plan, Allah had a plan, and Allah is the best of the planners. And then Allah brought Muslims over there. In 1857, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, and read the history, read. Allah says, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Allah has narrated stories of previous prophets. And so that to affirm the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَاسْبِرْ كَمَا سَبَرَ أُولُ الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Allah commands Rasulullah to remain steadfast like previous prophets. We can't be like prophets, but we are inheritors of the legacy of Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi, Rahimahumullah. So you should know your akabir. You should know what they stood for. They didn't bend down. They didn't bow down. Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Rahimahullah. In 1921 or 22, in the court, in the dock, Maulana had given fatwa, it's haram for Muslims to seek employment in the British police and army. Obviously, the British didn't like it. So they arrested Maulana. And they said, Maulana, you have to retract this fatwa. Maulana said, I've said it in the past, I'll say it now, and I'll continue saying it till my last breath. Maulana Muhammad Ali Johar, rahimahullah, he was also in the dock. He came down, he kissed Maulana's forehead. And he said, Maulana, you've done us all proud. And so you are the sons of Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, Shaykh al-Hind, rahimahullah. They asked him similarly, retract your fatwa. He said, I won't. They said, we'll send you to prison. He said, I'm ready. You can send me wherever you like, but what I've said, I've said. I'll stand by my word. He stood by his word. An old man went to prison. Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmahullah used to live in Makkah. He was a citizen of Arabia. He was innocent. He didn't do anything wrong. They told him to go home. Maulana said, no, I'm not going home. I'm going to prison with my sheikh. So that he knew his sheikh was old, so that he can serve him, look after him, stay with him there. Allahu Akbar. So they stood for haq. They didn't bend down. They didn't bend their principles. They didn't compromise. You are the future of the ummah. You have to know what is haq. Stand for haq. Live by haq and die by haq. And then you would have fulfilled the right of you being here. For the air that you breathe here, the food that you drink, eat here, the water that you drink here, the time that you spend here, the ilm that you've learned from here. If you stand by haq, you would have served justice and done right. Otherwise, you've let yourself down. You've let the ulama down. You would have let the ummah down. When you go out there are many sects out there. Hadith reported in Tirmidhi, إِذَا ظَهَرَتِ الْفِتَنَ وَالْبِدْعُ وَسُبَّ أَصْحَابِ. When these fitan problems, all these things arise, innovations become open. And people, they swear at my companions. فَلْيُذْهِرِ الْعَالِمُ عِلْمَهُ. Then the ulama should stand, they should rise, and they should make open and declare what they have learned. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. If you don't, then people will deserve the curse of Allah, His angels, and all the people of the world. Allah says it in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ. Everybody deserves to know the truth. And who knows the truth? Ulama know the truth. إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون. If you stand by your status, there's no one better than you. And if you betray the trust of Allah and His Rasul, what do I need to say? What do I need to say? When the Prophet has said it all, Allah has said it all. Out there, it's not easy. 30, 40 years ago, if you didn't know, didn't matter. But now, internet. Many of you probably already got smartphones, huh? They used to be smart people. The people used to be smart. Now, phones are smart. Share Google. Move to Twitter. You wonder why people are tweets. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. On the internet, many of you might not, but I'm sure many of you have. We are now in times, even many ulama have TV sky channels in their homes. Shias have got three channels, one in Urdu, one in English, one in Arabic. They're broadcasting their filth, their kufr, their hatred of Sahaba throughout the world. Your women, your sisters, your mothers, and if there are elders, probably your daughters are even listening to their kufr in their homes. They don't have to come to your homes. You have invited them into your homes. When you type anything on your smartphone, Shias, selfies, Qadianis, all their websites and their everything. Unfortunately and sadly, one field our ulama have fallen behind in is in technology, but Allah knows best. Allah has a plan, people have a plan, and Allah has a plan. But it seems all dominated by batil. So whenever anybody asks, it's not the masla of haq which comes through, but the answers of batil. So what's happening? People are being misled. Left, right and center. All over the world, such kufr is spreading. People are swearing at the Sahaba, wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those noble blessed souls. The man, Allah said, وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ أَتْقَى. The man with the most taqwa. The man, no woman has ever given birth to a man like Abu Bakr after the prophets. The man who will be the first to be called to Jannah. The man Rasulullah said, if there was to be another prophet after me, it would be. Rasulullah said, this is not my fatwa, I don't give fatwas, I'm not mufti. And many of you might be muftis, alhamdulillah, here. There are many genuine muftis, but many mufti min al-muft. In England, we have supermarkets, Tesco's and Asda's. In England, they do deals. Buy one, get one free. You pay for one, you get another one free. But there are many, mashallah, it's in Bukhari. And what they do, you don't say, but they'll give you 10 fatwas free. I call them mufti min al-muft. People giving fatwas left, right and center. The man Rasulullah said, even shaitan is scared to face him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there were people, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي مَا قَبْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْأُمَّمِ مُحَدَّثُونَ فَإِنْ يَكُنْ أَحَدٌ فِي أُمَّتِي فَإِنَّهُ عُمَرٌ. There were people before in the nations Allah used to talk to. بِغَيْرِ أَنْ يَكُونُوا أَنْبِيَا. They want prophets, but Allah liked talking to them. If there's any such man in my ummah, it is Umar. And those blessed souls who were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was with his Rasulullah from the cave to the grave to the present day. Will be with him till the day of Qiyamah. Shall rise with him, be with him on the pond and beyond for eternity. Once Rasulullah was going, Abu Bakr here, Umar here. Rasulullah put his hands on both. Hakada nubathu yawm al-qiyamah. This is how we will rise on the day of Qiyamah. Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhuma, they are with Rasulullah. No one can separate them. They will be with Rasulullah till the day of Qiyamah. If anybody wants to burn, he can burn all the way to hell. And they will burn all the way to hell. Khuliqtu ana wa Abu Bakr wa Umar min turbati wahida wa fiha nudfan. When Allah made Rasulullah, as though, when Allah made Rasulullah, what was left over? Allah made Abu Bakr. What was left over? Allah made Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Allahu Akbar. People have the audacity, the nerve, the foolishness, the arrogance to even criticize such beloved companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For every man, the issue of wives is a very, very sensitive issue. Rasulullah was asked, Ya Rasulullah, Ayyun nasi ahabbu ilayk? Who do you love the most? And he was an ordinary man who asked, a very special man. Every sahabi is special. You can become whoever you want. Allama, Mufti, Shaykh al-Hadith, Allama, Allamatul Allama. But just as no one can become Rasulullah, no one can become a sahabi as well. The day Rasulullah left this world, that was the end of the day. That was the day when nobody else could become a new sahabi as well. Just as Nubuwwat is finished, sahabiyat is also finished. No prophet will come, so no more sahabi will be made. Rasulullah, Ammar ibn Asir radiallahu anhu, he asked Rasulullah, Ayyun nasi habbu ilayk? Who do you love the most? People are very, very sensitive towards their beloveds. Rasulullah was very sensitive as well. Rasulullah's wives were no ordinary women. Ya Nisa al-Nabiyyi, lastunna ka ahadim minan nisa. Oh, you wives of the Prophet, you aren't ordinary women. There's no other woman in the world like you. When you leave from here, many of you might already be married, but when you leave from here, your father, mother will probably try and look for a bride for you. Looking forward? Your mother, father will try and look for the best. And the best bride for the young Mawlana. MashaAllah. Your mother, father want the best for you. Didn't Allah want the best for His Rasul? Allah chose the best of the best. There wasn't anyone else there to match. Has Aisha, Hafsa, Khadija, Jawariya, Safiya, Maimuna, Zainab bint Jahsh, Zainab bint Khuzaima, and the others. Allahu Akbar. Allah chose the best of the best. الطيبات للطيبون والطيبون للطيبات الخبيثات للخبيثون والخبيثون للخبيثات. Good women for good men, good men for good women. Wicked women for wicked men, wicked women, wicked men for wicked women. When your parents will want the best for you, didn't Allah want the best for His beloved Prophet? There was an incident, the wives of Rasulullah sent a message to us of Fatima. Fatima, go and tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are his wives. Sahaba used to send presents, just as many people, mashallah, send ulama and other people presents. In the days gone by, people, when they used to cook something nice, they used to send to people, share with the neighborhoods. Now, you know what happens? Anything left over, put it in the fridge. Rather, put it in the deep freezer. Sahaba used to send hadiya to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to wait for the day it was Aisha's turn. Other wives, they realized, you know, Sahaba sending more to Aisha. So they said to Fatima, Fatima, go and tell Rasulullah, because Rasulullah never says no to you. So go and tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the people, we are also his wives. If they want to send something, they can send it every day. We won't keep it ourselves. We'll pass it on to the beloved Prophet of Allah. So as the Fatima came, Ya Rasulullah, this is what your wives are saying. Rasulullah said, Fatima, when it comes to Aisha, don't say anything to me. Leave me alone with regards to Aisha. Don't you love the woman your father loves? Rasulullah didn't want to hear anything even from Fatima with regards to Aisha. And the people have the audacity to curse Aisha. When people slandered Aisha, radiallahu anha, and who is she? Our mother. An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. You probably have a mothers at home. Very lucky. When you go home, make the most. When you smile at your mother, what did the Prophet say? Allah will give you reward of one hajj. You look at 100 times. You might be walking, mashallah. We're living in ajeeb times. Nice poster of someone glamorous, beautiful. You look at her and stare. Allah. You look at her and stare on the day of Qiyamah. Hot rods will be poked into the eyes. But you go home and look at that mother, an old woman, wrinkled face, teeth fallen out, probably dentures falling out as well, arched back. But you look at her and smile. Allah will give you reward of Hajj. She might be your mother, she might not be your mother. But anybody who says, Anybody who goes home and says, I don't care, you are not my mother anymore. Very bad. May Allah never bring such a day in your lives, at least, or the life of any other Muslim, or any man for that matter. Respect your mothers. وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your mother, your father. But if anybody goes home and says that to his mother, I don't care, you are not my mother anymore. Very bad. Very sinful. May Allah never ever bring such a day. Very sinful. But you won't become a kafir. But if anybody says, Aisha is not my mother, Hafsa is not my mother, Umme Habiba is not my mother, Wallahi al-Azim, that person will become a kafir because Allah is saying she's your mother. And people, they have the audacity, they have the nerve to curse Aisha, to curse Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And they say, they are Muslims. They are Muslims. When people slandered Aisha and nobody knew what to do, even Rasulullah was worried many days. The beloved Prophet of Allah was worried going around. What, Umar, what do you think? Ali, what do you think? Bilal, what do you think? Allah said, وَلَوْلَا إِسْتَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا سُبْحَانَكَ هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. Why didn't you say it's all rubbish? Allah came to defend her. Whether you defend her or not, Allah doesn't need anyone. Allah himself defended Aisha. So what sort of sons are those who can't rise to the challenge of defending Aisha, their mother? Somebody says something nasty to your wife. Somebody says something nasty to your mother. You might say, tell me, you can do what you like with me. Leave my mother alone. Leave my wife alone. Many a times. Let alone say something nasty if somebody said something nice about anybody's wife. Nowadays, people don't care. People introduce their own wives to their friends. She's my wife. So what are you trying to say? Take her? Allahu Akbar. Allah, we are living in strange times. How many times people say, man, she's nice, she's gorgeous. In many parts of the world, that will probably be the last thing you ever say. People have ghairat. But many people don't have ghairat now. Let alone something nice. You say your wife is nice, gorgeous. Many parts of the world, even now. If you don't believe me, go to Afghanistan. Say it. And if anybody said something nasty, nasty, your wife is this and this and this, that will definitely be the last thing he ever says. Anybody say something nasty about Aisha, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, those who give grief to Allah and His Rasul. You think when someone's cursing at Aisha, Rasulullah is happy? What do you think? If someone curses your mother, your father will be happy? So when your father is not happy, if someone says anything nasty about Aisha, you think Rasulullah will be happy or hurt? So those who hurt Rasulullah by hurting his wives and cursing them, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, they will be under the curse in this world and the life hereafter. Many a times, people come to Mawlana's imams, Hazrat, Hazrat, my son, he's heavy into drugs. They comes home late at night. Doesn't work. Answers back to his mother. Doesn't give me respect. What will he say? May Allah guide him. Isn't that what they usually say? May Allah guide him. Hazrat, this is like this. May Allah guide him. Hazrat, my daughter is doing this. May Allah guide her. My son, my brother, whatever. May Allah guide him. Is that what they normally say? No, this is normal practice, huh? But there's one thing Rasulullah said. When they do this sin, then don't say, may Allah guide them. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا يَهْدِيكُمُ اللَّهِ يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهِ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. They deserve no sympathy. No sympathy, no dua. They deserve nothing but curse. I don't give fatwas, I'm not a mufti. I ask you, this is a fatwa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is very sensitive. Rasulullah was a loyal master and a friend. Master, true master of his companions. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Walladhina ma'ahu ashidda'u ala al-kuffar ruhama'u baynahum. You want to look, you want the proof Rasulullah is a messenger of Allah. Look to his companions. Look to Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Talasat, Sayyid Zubair, Abdul Rahman and others. Radiallahu anhu majma'een. Look at what they were, what they became. Allah is proud. Not just radiallahu anhu maradu anhu. Yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahu. Allah is not just happy with them. Allah loves them. Allah loves them. They love Allah. Many sheikh come, anybody come, mashallah, may Allah reward the teachers and the organizers here. When I came here, they said to me, come, and mashallah, they've gathered you all, and they think I might have something to offer. But look, Rasulullah, when any sheikh comes, people gather around him, Allah telling Rasulullah, Rasulullah, wasbir nafsaka ma'alladhina yad'una rabbahum bilghadati walashi. Sit with them, sit with them. And when you're sitting with them, who? Go on, are you awake or asleep? Are you awake or asleep? Sit with who? Sahaba. Why are you afraid to mention their name? Sit with who?
Sahaba.
And not just sit with them. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Don't even look away from them. When they're sitting with you, look at them. Look at them. لَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Don't look away. When they are with you, why don't you look at them? Look at them. Allahu Akbar. Look at them, so special to see a sahabi. La tamassannaru musliman ra'ani or ra'amar ra'ani. To see a sahabi in your life once, guaranteed immunity from Jahannam. Guaranteed immunity from Jahannam. Just to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously top priority. But anyone didn't see Rasulullah, just to see a sahabi, guaranteed immunity from Jahannam. So who do you and I know who is sahabi? Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa, through and through Muslims. Kullan wa'adallahu al-husna, they've all been promised goodness, immunity from Jahannam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ. You and I might struggle. We might have to crawl all the way to Jannah. Even then, may Allah take us there. But Allah is already saying they are guaranteed immunity. The Shias have the audacity to curse such noble souls. And what good is a son? What good is an ummati who can't stand and speak at least? I am not saying take Kalashnikovs. I am not saying tie suicide belts. No. All I'm saying, as Rasulullah said, فَلْيُذْهِرِ الْعَالِمُ عِلْمَهُ. What you learn here, equip yourself, defend yourself, prepare yourself. وَاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمُ. Listen and listen carefully. All the things you learn here, everything is important. وَاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمُ. It's all important. I was speaking to a Maulana earlier. In the morning, we had a program in another madrasa. I said to Maulana, who taught you Hidayah? And I'm sure one of the top teachers here teaches Hidayah. Is that the case? One of the senior teachers will teach you Hidayah. I asked the Maulana, how many masalas in Hidayah has somebody come and ask you when you're outside? How many masalas in Hidayah, Qaduri and others, anybody asks you from outside? I've been Imam 20 years, alhamdulillah. And I can swear, I'm sitting on a minbar. I can count on my one hand the number of times somebody has asked me to teach him how to pray even. أول ما يحاسب بالعبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. The first thing to be reckoned with. May Allah bless the Tablighi Jamaat. They teach people how to pray. Many of the people won't even have time to look at somebody's prayer. No, hardly a masla in Hidayah or other books anybody will ask you outside. But there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people becoming murtad. They're becoming Shias. They're becoming Qadianis. And how many are prepared to tackle them? This is Hidayah is fiqhul asghar. Your aqidah is fiqhul akbar. And how many are prepared to take on the kufr and batil outside? But do you understand something or not? People becoming Qadianis, people becoming Shias, left, right, and center. Wallahi lazim. You ulama sitting here, mashallah, students, you've learned the groundwork, Arabic, surf now, fiqh, usul fiqh, tafsir, hadith, everything, mashallah. If you took one masala, one issue per month, the difference between Sunnis, Shias, Muslims, Qadianis, Sunnis, Salafis, 8-10 issues, 8-10 the most. But people haven't got what it takes. Becoming here, spending 7-8 years here, going out, getting lost. You're not doing yourself any justice. If that's what happens, you wouldn't have done anybody any justice. The ummah out there is waiting to defend your iman. To defend their iman. Shias and Qadianis, let alone Shias and Qadianis, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا. And how many half is it? ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَن تُقْبَلَ تَوْبَتُهُمْ. Allah will never accept their tawbah. كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٌّ وَجَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Why? How should, in other words, why should Allah guide someone who give preference to kufr after iman? Allah will never guide them. Once a person is gone and become a Shia, you can never bring him back. Illa mashallah, one in a million. Persons become a Qadiani, let alone a Shia or a Qadiani. Once a person becomes a Salafi, you can't bring them back. What good is our knowledge? What are we going to answer to Allah on the day of Qiyamah? What good is our knowledge? What are we going to answer to Allah on the day of Qiyamah? People out there, all sorts of kufr. It comes in all shapes and sizes. This is your number one priority. To save the iman of people. To save the iman of people. We were with Mufti Abdullah Sahab just now. People have their differences with him. He's, mashallah, he's living outside in the jungles in his own way. Hazrat quoted a dream of a very pious man who passed away. Dreams are dreams, they are not hujjat, but dreams are dreams. Hazrat said, some pious man passed away. Saintly man. Another saintly man saw him in his dream. This is 1970, 30, 40 years ago. So this man who saw this other pious man in his dream, Hazrat mentioned the name as well, but I've forgotten. Hazrat said to him, how did Allah deal with you? You are a very pious man, Allah must have forgiven you. And he said, Allah forgave me, but anybody who's dying now, Allah doesn't ask him for their namaz. Allah doesn't ask him for their salat, for their fasting, zakat or hajj. Allah only asks one question. This is in a dream. Dreams are not hujjat. They are okay for encouragement. He says, Allah is asking one question only. If anybody passes that question, Allah says, all right, you can go. And he said, what's that question? He said, Allah is only asking question of aqidah. If your aqidah is according to Quran and Sunnah, no problem. Just, it's all right, just walk away. But people, the aqidah, the iman, the love of Allah, love of Rasulullah, Tawheed Risalat, Shiaism, Qadianism, and other isms spreading kufr amongst our people. People say, oh no, it doesn't matter. There's no Qadianis in South Africa.
When I came here many years ago to South Africa. Oh no, she has selfies here, no problem. Now every house is selfies. In every neighborhood there are Shias. They're propagating muta in Sunni houses. People are traveling with me, ask them. Because nobody talks about them, it's under the carpet. But as soon as you start talking, oh yeah, Maulana, we've got this serious problem. It's no use building a bridge once the floods have flooded the country. When do you need to build a bridge? You need to prepare beforehand. When the floods, hurricanes, tornadoes set in, and people say, Maulana, why don't you talk about what's happening in Syria? I said, I don't need to talk about Syria. Everybody knows what's happening in Syria. I don't have a solution for the problem in Syria. If anybody has a solution, let me know. And all the Muslim world got together, got a solution for Syria? Nobody's got a solution for Syria. The only thing you can do is make dua. And perhaps if you can afford something, send something in charity. But I'll give you one reason why what's happening in Syria. Hadith in Tirmidhi, long hadith. إِذَا تُخِذَ الْفَيُّ دِوَلًا وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمًا وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمًا وَتُعُلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ. And then the Prophet mentions many things. And the Prophet said, وَلَا أَنَا آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةَ أَوَّلَهَا فَارْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمَرًا وَزَلْزَلَةً وَخَصْفًا وَمَسْخًا وَقَذْفًا وَآيَاتٍ تُتَابِعُكَ نِظَامٍ قُتِيَ سِلْكُهُ فَتَتَابَ. When the later part curses the first part, then wait for the worst possible things that can happen. Hurricanes, tornadoes, zelzalas, people's faces changing, earth splitting, showers of rocks. Whatever you can imagine will happen. One of the main reasons, وَلَا أَنَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةَ أَوَّلَهَا. My dear brothers, don't get too disappointed. As they say, when the going gets tough, then the tough get going. It's fitan and fasad out there. But the beloved Prophet of Allah, Sadiqul Amin, Rahmatul Alameen, he said, Man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasad ummati, falahu ajruh mi'ata shaheed. You are very special. The opportunity is there. You won't just die as a shaheed. Allah will give you the reward of 100 shaheeds. 100 shaheeds. The issue, finally, the issue of the honor of Abu Bakr and Umar, especially Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhum, isn't just a trivial issue. It's an issue close to the heart of Rasulullah. So anybody who stands up for this mission, be assured, wallahi al-azim, you are very beloved to Rasulullah. Because you are doing something Rasulullah loves. Rasulullah loves. I am not negating, not for a single moment, everything is important. Everything is important. But this is an issue close to the heart of Rasulullah. Because Aisha was close to the heart of Rasulullah. Abu Bakr and Umar are next to Rasulullah. Next to Rasulullah. So anybody stand up for their honor. You are like the bodyguard of Abu Bakr and Umar and Rasulullah and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. So I'm not saying don't work hard, learn everything, but be prepared. Be prepared, mashallah, when you leave here, you want to go become a true servant of Allah, servant and a loyal guardian and a loyal bodyguard of Rasulullah and his beloved companions and his family. May Allah guide us all to the right path. Make dua for me as well. May Allah save us and protect us as well. May Allah take work from all of you. May Allah bless you all. May Allah bless your families. May Allah bless your teachers. May Allah give more barakah in this blessed institution. Many people who've gone from here are serving communities worldwide, alhamdulillah. Even in the UK, many graduates, alhamdulillah. When there's one brother from my masjid is studying with you as well, mashallah. May Allah bless him as well. And many people worldwide. But brothers, this is a challenge. Don't be afraid to rise to the challenge. When you are pinchal utband kamar kyun darta hai, phir dekh khuda kya karta hai. You stand up and you rise. Allah will bless you. Allah will bless you. Huwa alladhi ba'atha fil ummiyina rasula. Sahaba didn't have education, but Allah took work. And in modern times, these mewatis in Tablighi Jamaat, Maulana Ilyas's associates, they couldn't even say Tablighi Jamaat. They used to say Tablighi Jamaat. But Allah took work. and how Allah has spread the effort. You stand up. You rise to the challenge. Allah will give you what it takes. Jazakallah.